old, third edition, which changes in the text. You can find it two places, either on page 3 of the missalette or the video cards. And the single most salient change is that instead of saying, and also you, which Father says, Lord, in which we will be saved, and with your spirit, they can get that down So do follow along. There's some changes in the reading. It starts on page 3. Or in your pew card. And now we'd like to invite you to join us on the entrance antiphon in the Gregorian chant style as found on page 18 of your missal. We'll sing together the verse after the cantor intones it, and then we'll sing the refrain, followed by a verse, followed by us with a refrain, cantor first, us with the refrain, and so they go back and forth.
Thank you. the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the love of God our Father, the fellowship of Jesus Christ, and His Holy Spirit be with all of you. In today's Gospel, we'll hear John the Baptist say, "Prepare the way for the Lord." This is his cry in the wilderness, alerts us to the meaning of Advent as we await the coming of the Lord. So let us begin by calling to mind our sins and asking for pardon. Lord, your help is always near, so Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, you are generous in mercy and faithfulness, so Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
And Lord, you show us the ways of justice and peace, so Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us. Forgive us our sins and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Let us pray. O Heavenly Father, may no earthly undertaking prevent anyone from seeking your Son. But may our learning of heavenly wisdom gain us admittance into his company. We ask this through Jesus Christ, who is Lord forever and ever.
Amen.
Reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Comfort, give comfort to my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her service is at an end and her guilt is expiated. Indeed, she has received from the hand of the Lord double for all her sins. A voice cries out, "In the desert prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight the wasteland, a highway for our God. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill shall be made low. The rugged land shall be made a plain, the rough country a broad valley. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all the people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Go up onto a high mountain, Zion, herald of glad tidings. Cry out at the top of your voice, Jerusalem, herald of good news. Fear not to cry out. And say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. Here comes with power the Lord God, who rules by his strong arm. Here is his reward with him, his recompense before him. Like a shepherd he feeds his flock, in his arms he gathers the lambs, carrying them in his bosoms, and leading the ewes with care. The word of the Lord.
Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. Justice and peace shall kiss.
Reading from the second letter of St. Peter. Do not ignore this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like one day. The Lord does not delay his promise, as some would regard delay, but he is patient with you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. And the heavens will pass away with a mighty roar, and the elements will be dissolved by fire, and the earth and everything done on it will be found out. Since everything is to be dissolved in this way, what sort of persons ought you to be, conducting yourselves in holiness and devotion, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved in flames and the elements melted by fire? But according to his promise, we await new heavens and a new earth, in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you await these things, be eager to be found without spot or blemish before him. At peace. The word of the Lord.
Tonight is from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Now, as it is written by Isaiah the prophet, behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Now, John the Baptist appeared in the desert, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sin. Now people of the whole Judean countryside and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. Now John was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. He fed on locusts and wild honey. And this is what he proclaimed. One mightier than I is coming after me. I'm not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. And this is the gospel of the Lord Jesus. As we enter the second week of Advent, we know from our traditions that Advent is a time that we celebrate two comings. The first coming of Jesus, which we will all celebrate Christmas in a few weeks. And it's one of the most beautiful feasts of the whole world that most countries have celebrations on that day. And then we also celebrate the second coming of Jesus. And he told us that at the end of time, everything would pass away. There would be a big judgment, and he would come again. And I'm sure that was kind of metaphysical, and I'm sure Peter repeats that in his second meeting today about how the heavens will pass away and the Lord will come again. But we know that's language that maybe they needed to hear. But in reality, that language is really, when we die, we're going to meet the Lord. We're going to go before Him. That is the second coming for us. And I know a lot of healthcare people, people who work in hospitals, people who work with sick people. And I did a few years ago. I was a chaplain at Pullman Hospital over in Royal Oak. And I remember talking to a patient one time. He had been admitted into the emergency. He had heart failure. His heart had stopped. They worked on him frantically in the emergency. They gave him everything they could think of. Finally, they gave him the electrical shock pads. And they brought him around, and he recovered. And I remember speaking to him when I brought him back to his room and he was on the road to recovery. He spoke about that incident, that really something happened there that would transform his life. He said he would never forget it. He said he had a clear recollection. It wasn't a dream, but it was a recollection of what was going on. And during that time that he was unconscious and they were frantically trying to save his life. He described a vision. He described what he thought was the Lord waiting at the end of a tunnel, at the end of this big, beautiful light. As if he was welcoming him, as if he was giving him a hand to come to him. And he said it was the most beautiful experience he ever had in his life. It made him feel so good, so well. And he really wanted to go out. He wanted to continue the journey, wanted to accept the Lord's hand. But then the reality was his life was saved. He came back. And you remember that. He shared that with me. And I remember talking to some other chaplains and some other, even medical people. They talked about those experiences. They call them the after-death experiences many people have. Strong people who are strong in their faith, who believe and really in the second coming. And really that is kind of a testament to the fact that, sure, we celebrate Jesus' birth in Christmas, beautiful feast. It culminates everything that the Lord promised us in Jesus. The second one was that he gave his life, he gave us a whole plan of life. Sermon on the Mountain, he taught us in different ways how to have compassion and forgiveness for one another. He taught us generosity to the umpteenth degree. And through his whole lifetime, and he has these disciples around him, gathering up this, absorbing what he was about. And his mission was, even though it was a few years, one of those disciples of his to go out and tell the whole world about this way of life, this knowledge that his Father had sent through him into the world. So after 2,000 years, we're still celebrating his birth. We celebrate his teachings. We try to live by them. We try to remember them. We try to elucidate them and bring them into our lives so that we won't forget any of them. I'm sure we all have learned from his prayers, that beautiful prayer he taught all of us, the Lord's Prayer, which is the beginning of all our prayers to our Heavenly Father. So then we come to this second coming. And the second coming is so real for us because when you and I die, like so many people who have experienced this after-death experience, this is the second coming that Jesus promised. His disciples always asked him, Lord, what about this? Do you know when it's going to happen? And Jesus told them, you know, only the Heavenly Father knew when the end would come. And I think he meant that for each one of us. We don't know how we're going to die, when or where, or how old we'll be, what circumstances there'll be. But Jesus told us it will come like a thief in the night. And even Peter and all the disciples, even though they spoke in language about the end of the world, well, for all reality, the end of the world is when you and I die. That's it. And Jesus promised, you know, that at that moment, he's going to be there. If we follow him, if we lived his life and follow his mandates, we'll be with him. And there's no better example than that. You all recall on the Good Friday when he was dying on the cross and those two thieves were beside him. One thief, we call him the good thief, turned to the Lord. He was filled with faith. And he said two words, a couple words, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, turn to him, man, this day you will be with me in paradise. So what a reality, at the end of life, at the end of our personal life, faith in Jesus, following his way of life, doing the things that he did through thick and thin, and there's all sorts of things that happen in Jesus' life that I'm sure you know so well, you're reading of the Bible. But in our history of the church, it's been the same way. The disciples of Jesus had their ups and downs, they had their doubts, they had their tortures, they had everything that they were put through. But as Jesus said, you know, bear with me. All these things that happen to me, they're going to happen to you. You'll have your temptations, your doubts, you'll fall, you'll get up. You know what I'm all about. I'm about forgiveness and never giving up. So I think that's what Advent's all about. That's why we mentioned there's two comings of Jesus. We're going to celebrate it, his birth. Beautiful. We can't forget his birth. That's how it all started. But we must never forget that the second coming is awaiting all of us, when and how we go before the Lord in our death. God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Trusting in the loving kindness of God, we now offer him our prayers of intercession.
For the Church, that God will give us the energy to pursue conversation and the strength to make the changes so that we may live more fully the way of justice and holiness. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who are working to resolve the financial challenges of the world and our nation, that God will inspire them with new insights and help them to find effective ways to resolve the crisis. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who are dissatisfied with their life, that they may recognize the gift of each day and have their eyes open to all the blessings that are present before them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For a renewal of the Holy Spirit in our hearts, that God will renew the gift of the Spirit within us and help us to manifest God's presence in our lives, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick, may they know the comfort, the peace of Jesus. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have died, especially the souls in purgatory, that they may enter eternal life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For these and those intentions we hold in the silence of our hearts, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, long ago you freed your people from slavery. You sent your own Son to redeem us from sin. Never let us forget your love for us and help us to seek you in all ways. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The second collection after communion is for the Religious Retirement Fund.
that through what we're doing today may be truly acceptable to God, our eternal Father. Amen. Be pleased, O Lord, with the humble prayers and offerings, since we have no merits to plead our cause. Come to our rescue with the protection of your mercy. We ask this through Jesus Christ, who is Lord forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us all give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
Father, it is truly right and just, our duty and salvation, always everywhere to give you thanks. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. When he assumed at his first coming the lowliness of human flesh, and so fulfilled the design before long ago, and opened for us the way to eternal salvation, that when he comes again in glory and majesty, and all his last may manifest, we who watch for that day may inherit the great promise in which now we dare to hope. And so with all the angels, archangels, thrones, and dominions, with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing out the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. Finished, knowing the end was near, Jesus took the chalice filled with wine. Again, Father gave you thanks and praise for this, gave this cup to his disciples and said to them, take this all of you and drink from it, for this is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. This will be shed for you and for people everywhere, so that sins may be forgiven. As often as you gather to do this in memory of me. Let us proclaim the mysteries of our faith. Of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy of being in your presence to serve you. May each of us now have partaken the body and blood of Jesus be gathered together into one by the Holy Spirit. Lord, remember your people throughout the world. Bring all of us to the fullness of charity, together with the Holy Father, Pope Benedict, Alan Vigneron, our bishop, and all the people of God everywhere. Remember all the people from this parish, as well as our family and friends of God. Bring them all into the light of your faith. Remember, Father, our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us, true Father, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with all the apostles and saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we too may merit to be co-heirs with them of eternal life. And may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. For through him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Father.
Our Father, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver all of us, Lord, from all evil. Grant peace in our day. In your mercy, keep us free from sin and anxiety, as you now wait in joyful hope, waiting for the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory of your Lord.
Lord Jesus, you once said to your friends, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." Do not look upon our sins, but upon the faith of all your church. Grant to all of us here the peace and unity of your kingdom. We live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
May the peace of the Lord be with all of you.
And with your spirit.
Bless off one another, sign of peace.
Let us sing "Like a Shepherd," number 629. Number 629.
Heavenly mystery, you may teach each one of us to judge wisely the things of earth and hold firmly to the things of heaven. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
There are still a few tags left on the giving tree. If you are able to help someone have a Merry Christmas, please take one. All gifts purchased must be brought back by next Sunday, December 11th. Thank you so much for your generosity. Masses for the Feast of the Immaculate Conception on December 8th will take place at St. Thecla at 9 o'clock a.m. and
7 o'clock p.m. Next Tuesday, December 12th, at St. Thecla, there will be a penance service with individual confession at 7 p.m. Let us bow our heads and ask for God's blessing. May God's word be light on our path. Amen. Amen. May Almighty God bless each and every one of us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us go from there in peace to love and serve the Lord and one another.
Thanks be to God. As we are sent forth, let us sing We Are Called, number 586. 586.
Joy and the glory.
shall be saved.